Miles, the Autobiography, by Miles Davis with Quincy Troop, narrated by Dion Graham. Listen, the greatest feeling I've had in my life with my clothes on was when I first met Diz and Bird together in St. Louis, Missouri, back in 1944. I was 18 years old and had just graduated from Lincoln High School. It was just across the Mississippi River in East St. Louis, Illinois. When I heard Diz and Bird and B's band, I said, "What? What is this? Man, that shit was so terrible, it was scary. I mean, Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Yardbird Parker, Buddy Anderson, Gene Ammons, Lucky Thompson, and Art Blakey all together in one band, and not to mention B, Billy Eckstein himself. It was a motherfucker. Man, that shit was all up in my body. Music all up in my body, and that's what I wanted to hear. The way that band was playing music, that was all I wanted to hear. It was something. And me up there playing with them. I'd already heard about Diz and Bird, was already into their music, especially Dizzy's, with me being a trumpet player and all. But I was also into Bird. See, I had one record of Dizzy's called Woody and You, and a record of Jay McShann's with Bird on it called Hootie Blues. That's where I first heard Diz and Bird, and I couldn't believe what they were playing. They were so terrible. Besides them, I had one record of Coleman Hawkins, one record of Lester Young, and one of Duke Ellington with Jimmy Blanton on bass that was a motherfucker too. That was it. Those were all the records I had. Dizzy was my idol then. I used to try to play every solo Diz played on that one album I had by him. But I like Clark Terry, Buck Clayton.